Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies.
1, 2, 3.
Nah. Nick.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Put your balls in time.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit fat podcast.
I like China.
Work with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Explicit content. This broadcast may include several fucks, cunts, farts, and shits. Listener discretion is advised or something.
All right, welcome to Legit Bat. We are here on a Thursday night live on YouTube again. Like I said last time, if you're listening on audio, you can watch the show if you want to see our retarded heads every Thursday. We're going to be doing this as much as possible. But yeah, I'm Joe. I have no co-host tonight except for my guests, and that's fine. We're going to have a great time tonight. First of all, we have Kretched from OBDM, who is also known as the God of Fuck.
I am the God of Fuck. Oh, I forgot all about that. They made me read lyrics to a song I'd never heard.
I've had that in my soundboard since you said it. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, cutting. I'm getting that right now.
That's a good one.
It's an all-purpose ISO, I like to think.
I guess so, yeah.
Maybe the listeners don't, but I do. And we also have Sir Seat Sitter, a.k.a. Chris23, a.k.a. Skidmark from Abs in a Six-Pack.
Shitmyass.com. Shitmyass.com. Shitmyass.com.
Shitmyass.com.
Wow, I played a laugh track instead of a cheers.
Well,
that was actually accidental.
Well, no.
Wouldn't have known.
It works. I'll take it.
Well, so you guys... The thumbnail for this show, which is just kind of, I just come up with whatever I'm thinking about at the time, and I actually thought it was a great way to kind of, you know, jump into this. We're going to do a free-for-all. This is going to be whatever the fuck we want to talk about, whatever ISOs we want to play. Maybe we'll just play the soundboard for a half hour, and then the show will be done. I don't know yet. But what I wanted to start off with is a shout-out to our buddy Brad Binkley over at the Propaganda Report for, I think he covered this morning, but... And this is kind of a political thing. Kretched will have no idea what we're talking about, I'm sure.
Probably not.
Because he only gets his news from Joe BDM, not Joe Legit Bat. So this is, if you haven't heard of it yet, it's called White Dudes for Harris. And it is the most, probably one of the stupider things I've ever seen in any political campaign ever. And
that's the thumbnail. I'm waiting for the God of Fuck thumbnail. Next episode.
Oh, I'll make that. I got an ISO in his head.
But is this the, correct me if I'm wrong, the White Dudes for Harris, is that Nick Offerman, the guy that played, he was on Parks and Rec?
No, so that one bummed me out too, because that's Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Like, yes.
Yeah, it's Nick Offerman. But yeah,
is he the White Dudes for Harris?
I don't know if he is officially, but this is what they, I'll play the clip here in a second, but what they were saying is that it is a grassroots movement. It is not at all. It is a bunch of rich fucking celebrities that are, you know, paid to do what they're told. So my problem with actors always saying that, my problem with actors in general giving their political opinion is that these fucking people make millions of dollars off of pretending to be something they're not. That always irked me. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. But this is a CNN clip about the ad. So the CNN is promoting the ad for White Dudes for Harris. So let's just play this, and I'll pause it as need be, but it's really something. Let's listen.
Brand new this morning, polls by the New York Times and Siena College has Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris among likely votes in Arizona, a closer margin in Georgia and in North Carolina, where it is in the margin of error. A grassroots network called White Dudes for Harris has launched a new 10 $1 million ad campaign pitching Vice Grassroots. President Harris to male voters. The ads will run in the critical blue wall states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Hey, white dudes. So I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem. And yeah, some white dudes are. Trump and all his MAGA buddies are out there making it worse. So I've been doing my own research and decided to check out Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And before you jump down my throat, they're actually talking...
So that's where I'm going to pause it first, is because Cratchit caught it. He's doing his own research. Not more than 2 years ago, that was considered dangerous. Far-right white dude supremacy, which I guess that matches up. They're white dudes for Harris. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing here? You're doing your own research. And by doing their own research, what these celebrities mean is that they are watching the mainstream and watching the, I think it's not even debatable, like propping up of Kamala over Trump in the craziest way. Like they're making her look like she's this normal, I used to work at McDonald's type of chick, when all she did is suck and fuck her way to the top, in my opinion, of course. Have you noticed anything else yet? Cersei Sitter or Cratchit?
I'm pretty sure that voice is AI.
Yeah, something. It's like a bad impression of a guy that you would talk to at a truck stop or something, like a regular old Joe.
Right. Like they're paying.
What are you talking to dudes at truck stops? What's happening?
Well, it's not for drugs. Cratchit. It's for sex. Yeah.
They have needs, just like the rest of us. But yeah, they chose this voice. That was one of the first things I noticed, is that they chose this voice that's like, I'm just a regular guy that just works a blue-collar job, and you know what? I'm behind Harris. So the other funny thing is, like, what if you were to do, I don't know, white dudes for Trump? That would be pummeled into the ground faster than it started, and they wouldn't call it grassroots. Well, they'd call it whatever they want to call it.
I do have to push back a little bit here, because there was... In the last election, and I don't know if so much this one, but in the last election, there was black dudes for Trump.
So that's okay, though.
And after he got arrested, I even saw shirts that said N-words for Trump that black people wear.
I saw that one, too. But that's okay, because that's their choice. If you're a white dude, you don't have a choice. And so listen to the rest of what they say in this. And what really pissed me off is that one of the like core members of white dudes for Trump, or for Trump, hello Freud, white dudes for Harris, is Jeff Bridges, aka the dude from the Big Lebowski. And I've lost so much respect for that dude, that literal dude. It sucks, because that's one of my favorite fucking movies. He's one of my favorite actors, and now he's just playing the game, doing this. Well, and I'm like, dude.
Joe, to be fair, he has to do that because Tim Walz looks just like the other Lebowski.
And also, actors aren't necessarily just like the characters they play. I hate to break the news to you, but Tom Hanks isn't actually retarded. Or maybe he is, I don't know.
Well, yeah. No, I know. And that's where it's separating the artist from the art. And I have to do that a lot with bands and things that I love, where they say something and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to listen to your music, though, because I love this one song or whatever. So separate it away as much as you want. But let's continue listening to this and see what other stupid shit these people say.
Talking to guys like us. No lectures, no BS.
He's lecturing right now.
Solutions that protect our freedoms and help us take care of the people who matter. End of the day, you're your own man. It's your call.
Joining us now to discuss is co-founder of White Dude.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more of you. But
Joining us now is some dude in his studio apartment kitchen.
We can keep playing that too, but I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
I'm curious about who the guy is that co-founded it.
But. See how they tried to frame that, though? Just like you, just white dudes, just like you. And at the end, they're like, you can make your own decisions because you're a man.
Your call, man.
But
do what you want.
Make sure you choose right for our freedoms and our democracy, which is Harris.
Yeah, and also they're kind of, the selling point is weird, because they're saying Trump's only going to help white people and he's a white supremacist. So then the white guys should be voting for Trump. Why are they going to vote against their best interests?
Well, he said, Trump and his MAGA buddies, which is really weird. We've stated a number of times that I'm not pro Trump. I'm not pro Kamala at all. If I had a gun to my head and they're like, you have to vote, like they do in Australia, where they literally are like, you have to vote, or you, I don't know what happens. I haven't asked any of my Australian friends, but like gun to my head, this election.
You have to fight a dingo.
I'd rather do that.
Oh.
But like gun to your head, if you were like, oh, you have to vote for Trump or Kamala, which is basically what it comes down to. There, nobody else stands a chance. As much as anybody says vote for a third party.
Well, unless you're in a really swing matter. State, it's a wasted vote anyway to not vote for a third party, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It just sucks that it comes down to that. We've talked about it a number of times. The illusion of choice, where they're like, you know what? You can vote for whoever you want, but it's really going to come down to these two that we kind of picked, and we probably already know the outcome. So, but you know, you do what you want, boo. You do you.
All right, they should have used that as their slogan.
They might. I don't even know. All right, let's finish watching the rest of this stupid thing here, and then we'll carry on. All right, here we go.
Dudes for Harris,
look at this guy.
Ross
Holy shit.
Morales Roqueto. Thank you so much for being here. Start this group,
a
White
1,000 bottles
Harris?
Of baby oil.
And I suspect some of it has to do with the polling.
And he's using it on actual babies.
Yeah, for far too long, the left has essentially ceded
this
white
dude was bullied in high school
to the MAGA right. And
let's hope
a thing that Not we enough, know though. Is that most men, especially most white men, aren't actually MAGA supporters. And so we decided that we wanted to create space for white men to be a part.
So now we're creating a space, a safe space,
a white
for
person
white
space.
Men. So I thought white men were the devil and we didn't need a safe space. Like everybody else needs a safe space. Not us though. Straight white men. No, we got our shit figured out, right?
I'm not convinced this guy's even white.
I don't know. He looks like he's wearing white face to me.
I would just like to know how long he's been a part of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus.
Let's find out. Maybe they say. Let's figure it out.
Part of electing Vice President Harris.
So, I, you know, there have been many of these Zooms where it's like cat ladies for Harris and different groups.
Did she say many of these Zooms?
But now you're spending
Zoom.
$10
No, she said many of these Zooms, like the Bill Gates
How'd you
iPod.
Do it?
Oh, yes.
We launched the ad last week. We are hoping to get them up on the air in the next couple weeks. And to be honest, just good old-fashioned organizing. We're out there making sure that we have conversations with white men across the battleground states.
So why are they being regressive here and secluding themselves together as white men? Why are they not like adding in black people and browns and Indians? And why are they only
I'd like to ask this
dudes?
Guy why he's so focused on whites only.
It seems pretty racist to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Making sure that they understand that Vice President Harris and Governor Walz are really the only choice for them, especially when it comes to their pocketbook issues, when it comes to supporting your family, when it comes to your health care, when it comes to your freedoms. There's really only one choice in this election.
What are you hearing, you know, as these phone calls are being made, what are you hearing for people? And are you hearing
what do you receive in your daily emails?
Well, you know, I'm not sure.
Points you have to make.
You know, we're dealing with, you know, she was in the administration and we have these high prices and she's been there for 3+ years.
We're hearing from a lot of people that they're really excited about the sea change that we have that she honestly represents.
How could there be a sea change if it's the same administration?
Right, you saw the clip of Walz going around where he's like, "We can't afford another 4 more years of this." Huh?
Of what?
Yeah, you guys are the ones driving this fucking bus.
So, what I thought was funny about this, as a kind of addendum, I'm done listening to this fucking cut.
Yeah, that's enough
there,
of that.
But the comments give me hope for humanity a little bit, because a lot of these comments are exactly what we're all thinking. The first one says, why does skin color and genitals play any role whatsoever? Fair enough. Next one said, this is so embarrassing, it almost hurts me. Who needs comedy when you got the CNN Comedy News Network? This is such an embarrassment. I don't care what side you're on. This is cringe as fuck. The most cringe ad I've ever seen. He looks exactly how I'd expect a white dude for Harris to look. Thank you. The white dudes for Harris ad will sure give Trump a little bump. It's so bad you think it's unreal.
Trump bump. Yeah.
Yeah, Trump bump. Everybody knows that. It's,
I mean,
not
it's
a
clear
good
to us
ad.
That dude has not had any dairy or meat in like years.
Or sunlight, apparently.
Yeah. Some sort of gay white vampire.
Yeah. These people are crazy.
So we're
having three other gay white men roommates does not make you a family.
Yeah. Being Kamala's husband doesn't make you straight.
It does make you a sitcom.
That's a good, Chris, that's a good point. That is a good premise and title for a sitcom, White Dudes for Harris.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of living the sitcom right now. But yeah, most of these comments are pretty much exactly what you'd imagine. And there's not one person that's like, fuck yeah, Beta Males for Harris is a better name. That, I mean, can't argue. What the fuck was that ad? Wow, the guy behind the campaign is exactly how I imagined him. The ad is terrible. This guy is the stereotypical white dude for Harris. I really think this is such a troll. So that's the other thing. Like, I wonder if it is. You got to wonder when you see these kinds of things, like, is it a troll? Is it that like stupid? Or are people that stupid? I don't know. Hard to tell.
All of the above.
Could be. Well, in true OBDM fashion, I said I was going to kind of run it like that because Kretchid's here and he's going to be the third wheel at the end, bringing in all the stupid stories.
They're not stupid stories. They worked hard in school.
Now, I love your fucking stories. That's like the highlight of the show. But I know you said you're going to prepare a couple things for a seat sitter. Like, did you have anything in particular?
I have a couple throwaway, very throwaway things that are kind of topical. They're all very short clips. If I send them to you in the chat here, can you put them on screen?
Yeah, or you can. You should be able to put them on the screen yourself, too. But I can do it for you, whatever works.
Oh yeah, I never use Zoom, so this is like I think the last time I used Zoom was with you, probably.
You're not on all these Zooms with the white dudes for Harris.
No. I my invitation got lost in the mail there on that. What do I got, a video?
Well, no, you just go to
whatever.
Share.
I'll list you off what
Describe
I got.
Describe the video as it's playing.
tell me what you want here. I got. Trump telling a Tim Walz story, which I thought was pretty interesting.
That right off the bat. Start with that. Okay. Because it's a great segue from White Dudes for Harris.
All right. Let me see if I can figure out how to screen share.
And hello, everybody else in the chat. Kelly, Freak Train, everybody. Sunny. How's it going out there, people? We're doing our best. I don't do lives that often, so. Did I just get a warning from YouTube?
I can't find... share? It's the green button. Holy
yeah, crap. It's the big button that says share.
Wow. Yes. Okay, is that working? There we go. So this is Trump telling a story on Tim here.
It is funny. Walz is a strange dude.
Oh, he's strange.
He is strange. Freezing. Him and I are the same age. How does he look so much younger?
Now he's a strange guy.
Strange.
You know, he called up years ago. I was in the White House, and he said, "My house is being surrounded by people with American flags." I said, "Is that a good thing or a bad thing?" He said, "I think they're going to attack me." But this was during the riots and everything else. They were MAGA people. You know, they like the American flag, all right? And they also had Trump. And I said, "How do you know?" There were about 15,000. He said, "Could you put out a word like that? I'm your friend." I don't even know him, but that's the only time I ever spoke to him. And if you look back long ago, tweets, before truth, tweets, long ago, I put out a statement. He's a good man, the governor. He's on our side. I didn't know him, but I didn't want him to get hurt. And everybody put down their flags and they left. Yes. He said it was a miracle. He said it was a miracle.
If that's true, that's hilarious. I mean, assuming that all that's true.
Well, you don't know.
The only time...
As far as the left says, he's full of lies. Kamala tells the truth, but as you know, Trump, he's just lying every time he opens his mouth. So I don't know.
I could see that little pussy though calling up Trump, be like, "Please, please, tell him you're my friend." He's the governor. The governor of what? What state?
Oh, I don't even know.
Wisconsin. It was Wisconsin, Minnesota. Which one?
Both the same.
Wisconsin sounds right. He's like a total cheesehead vibes.
Let's see.
He's cringy though.
No, Minnesota. We're wrong.
I just love how Tim Walz's thing against JD Vance is that he's weird. Like, what? Yeah.
The what? Weird guy. So yeah, pot calling the kettle black there. It's crazy all, that Minnesota went from Jesse Ventura as governor to this guy. I mean, I know there was some in between.
Well, Herbert Hoover was from Wisconsin, or Wisconsin, Minnesota. Damn it, screwed it up again.
Pervert Hoover.
Yeah. I didn't want him to get hurt.
Scared by the American flag.
They are.
They say he's not a nice guy.
Who is this hunk sitting to the left of Trump?
It's Shrek, I believe.
Donkey.
I would have had fun with that. I mean, like, call the barbecue, go outside.
Yeah. he remembers it, actually. He was a little bit nervous about things. They had one guard.
Trump
he said, we have one guard.
Dude, whoever it is, to go around with him, because if you go back a few seconds to that wide shot, it makes Trump look small. And isn't he like 6'3"?
He's a big boy. He's thick.
But yeah, and they're sitting in the same chair, so.
Compared to that guy next to him, he looks smaller. He looks like he's a petite male.
No, that dude next to him is a fucking troll. His necklace weighs more than I do.
I was trying to figure out what kind of necklace that is. That guy's arm is insane.
It's not a necklace. It's a timing chain from a 1974 Dodge Power Wagon.
His arm is Trump's torso.
Yeah, his arm's as big as Trump's head. What the hell?
Who's that guy? Crazy. I don't know. We need somebody. Somebody in chat, find that out.
Remembers it, actually. He was a little bit nervous about things. They had one guard. He said, we have one guard at the door. Mm. It was the mansion for the state. Then he said, we have one guard at the door, and you have 15,000 people out there. And I'm a little bit, I don't know, they look violent. I said, are they carrying the American flag? They're not going to be violent.
Yes.
But I put out a statement, and they just went back. It was sort of a beautiful thing in a lot of ways. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just thought that was interesting.
His faces and the way he says things are just my favorite shit ever. I don't care about...
He's like, a brilliant storyteller.
It is funny. Waltz is a strange...
Stop.
In 2024, like, most people don't care about policy. Obviously, if you've spent 30 seconds talking to a Harris supporter, they don't give a fuck what her policy is. They actually can't even name any of them. So it's actually funnier just
she,
to see...
Fair.
No. She can't either. But to sit there and watch these things, it's like I'm actually just voting for the best like comedic actor at this point, because Harris is playing the drunk retard that doesn't know where she is or what's going on. She's like, I don't know, I was just paid to be here. Hello. And then you got Trump, who's like, no, I know kind of why I'm here, but I'm what was it, a squirrel? What was that?
I mean, comedians work years to get a tight five, and Trump can effortlessly kill doing stand-up for 2 straight hours. See, so if you're looking for an entertainment aspect, Trump, Trump's great from entertainment. I voted for Kanye. I probably won't vote this election. I mean, I hope Trump wins just because Kamala sucks so bad. And like I said, entertainment. Also, my taxes were lower and I was in less poverty during the Trump administration. I know the president isn't everything to do with that, but
much racist.
Fucking noticeably, though, I've talked about that a lot where... I don't put it on the president as much as the, past 5 administrations kind of has more to do with it than the current president, or the overall, conspiratorial plan to decimate the U.S. economy, which seems like it's happening. But no matter what, like during the years Trump was president, I made technically less money than I do now, and I could afford so much more. And now I'm going to the gas pump, putting $20 in at a time because I'm like, wow, gas is this much right now. Like, that's going to last me like 2 days. That's great. Hopefully I get paid by then.
And part of that is Trump and Biden both collectively, I believe, doubled the amount of U.S. dollars in the circulation of the economy. So I could be wrong on this, but it was something like $2.7 trillion circulating. And after COVID, now we're up to like 5.5 or something.
Five,
So if you double the amount of U.S. dollars in circulation, that dollar is going to become worth about 50 cents.
Yeah, and those kind of numbers like stats and, the graphs and stuff you see president to president, they do matter because you're looking at where the trends are going and all that. But I can't like pin one thing on any one president. It seems like it doesn't really, we've said this before too, but it doesn't really matter who the president is. The other side is going to blame the current president for whatever's going on, even though that could have started decades earlier. It doesn't really matter. They blamed Obama for everything. Then they blamed Trump for everything, side to side. They go back and forth. So,
well, we can't attack a president.
I like China.
What I've heard, though, from a couple people is that they think no matter what, in November, that Kamala is going to be declared the winner or the de facto winner or projected to win or whatever the fuck they say. No matter what happens, they're going to say that she's the projected winner. I see that kind of happening. But to me, it doesn't really matter. Either way, it's going to be chaos. November 5th. You remember V for Vendetta? Remember, the 5th of November. That's this fucking November. And it's talking about, like, you know, revolution and all that stuff. Like, either way it goes, it doesn't really matter who wins. It's going to be fucking pandemonium. And I can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
And a lot of people I talk to say Trump's got it in the bag. It's a guaranteed win. But I'm like, Trump was in power when they stole the election. You think they can't steal it again when the Democrats are in power? I don't understand the logic.
Well, they're already coming out. I think it was Pennsylvania said that. Oh, you know, we're not going to know the results for several days because, you know, we have to see how many votes come in so we can go find more ballots.
Preceding. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
interesting how they set all these things up. Yeah. What else you got, sir? Seat sitter?
Well, I have a little segment on my show that I've recently started. We can just do that real quick just to set things up here. Here we go. Yeah.
This week in fabulous faggotry, we are fresh hot takes from a total douchebag. Crazy D-bags from abroad who's on the rag. Let's all sit back and hit the blunt while we listen to some fabulous faggotry from Dumb Cunt. They know what's right for you and for me. It's this week in fabulous faggotry.
Fabulous faggotry.
It's this week in fabulous faggotry.
Faggots. Now, yeah, so just to be clear, even though I will be doing this segment for, you know, the foreseeable future, that segment was introduced on an episode about cigarettes, which you can hear at shitmyass.com. But so
nice.
It's about cigarettes.
And anyway. Stick bundling.
Yeah.
Yes. Bundles of sticks. We didn't do that at the beginning. We'll do it at the end, I guess. But shitmyass.com is her seat sitter's site, which is, I think it pretty much wins domain name of the year, if not the decade, shitmyass.com. And, of course, Cretched Mike and Joe are over there at obdmpod.com. Anyway.
Which you can find at
shitmyass.com.
You can find us at factcheckgov.com.
Okay, so I was actually looking for that one. I thought it was factcheck.gov, and that redirected to factcheck.org, and that was not the right site. So
it's a little hard to get a .gov address.
Yeah, they wouldn't approve that one.
Got to pay the big bucks for that. And once again, that's completely unrelated. The segment is the song was about cigarettes, and it actually was. It was a 4-hour show we did, so check that out. But did anybody take the time, or was it just me, to watch Ellen DeGeneres' new Netflix special?
I would never do that.
I don't have Netflix, so no.
First of all, you said you did a 4-hour show. These guys go long, hard, and to completion. I couldn't go that long.
4 hours on cigarettes. Well, I mean, the last hour was post-show clips, so it was really 3 hours, but yeah, so I thought this must have been edited when I saw this on Twitter. So I went and watched it. This is an honest to God clip from the Ellen DeGeneres Netflix special. And everybody remembers that she kind of was kicked out of show business for all the scandals, the meanness and stuff. Yeah. And the Q people were saying she had an ankle bracelet and she was having adrenochrome withdrawals. That's yet to be determined, but. Here we go. This is a clip from the Ellen DeGeneres special.
And I'm impatient and I'm demanding, I'm direct.
I'm a strong woman.
Comedy. About 15 seconds into this, everybody stands up.
She's a strong, independent 12-year-old boy.
I thought for sure this is edited like some kind of Tim and Eric skit. But no.
Oh, God. Fast forward. I hate it. Stop it.
Is this not insane?
This sounds looped. It actually does sound
like edited. I could hear an edit there, yes.
Yeah.
It lasted about 45 seconds on the Netflix thing, but yeah, they might have bumped it up. But did you see everybody stand up about 30 seconds after she says that.
By the way, you can't say that about yourself. You can't declare yourself to be like an independent, strong woman, whatever. Someone has to say it about you.
Yeah, you don't get to just come out and say. Yeah, it's the same thing with. I was talking to a coworker the other day. I'm like, have you ever noticed that no dude, unless maybe a certain type of dude, but no dude ever goes around and is like, I'm a strong, independent man. Everyone would be like, cool. It's the same thing with women. Sorry. Cool. Thank you.
Well, and the nice thing about that is the guys who say that at work could tell you where that evening's White Dudes for Harris meeting is.
Is strong, exactly. Independent woman just a synonym for I'm not getting any dick?
Yes.
Good God.
Okay.
Yes. Probably.
Boner.
Here's just while we're on the fabulous faggotry segment, here's a, I found footage on Twitter just earlier, like an hour ago, of Bill Gates eating a hot dog in Times Square. I don't know if this is new or not, but.
Apparently it is new. Apparently he went out and bought this at some sort of like weird, of all the stuff he could buy, he bought like some shitty like vending machine hot dog.
Look, I'm just like one of you people.
Hello, fellow normies.
Look, it's like his first time he's ever been to Times Square too. He's looking around like a 2-year-old.
He's just thinking like, man, a lot of white people here.
Where's his security?
Old Billy Bitch Tits himself. Just slobbing that hog.
This is the first time I've ever had one without sucking on it. I mean, biting.
Did you? Okay. By the way, I noticed something in this too. I'm going to go back to the very end. So somebody, he wanted to be seen out here, clearly. Looking normal. Or trying to look normal, eating a wiener.
Shoving a hot dog down his neck. Yeah.
I'll crank the volume up. Listen real close to the very end of this clip.
Somebody heckle?
Well, it sounds like somebody says, all right, like, hey, Bill, we got the take. You can stop trying to act
cut.
Like this.
Cut.
All right. You hear that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could also hear to your point, this is on video, but you could hear the fast shutter going of a camera at the same time. Yep. So they're taking photos of him.
Yep. But in the great words of a wise man, Midnight Mike,
he really knows how to suck a wiener.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the that's the segment, I guess.
That's amazing. I love watching Bill Gates eat hot dogs like a normal human.
I don't know if we're still on is the Haiti thing old news now at this point? There was a new thing that came out today
from 2006.
the Haitian guy at the UN, the ambassador, whatever politician they sent out. Did you see him trying to drink water?
Why are you gay?
That guy?
I think it was a different guy. Maybe the same guy. Who knows?
You are gay.
That's one of my favorite clips of all time. Just
so who is gay?
That's a good one.
We got the beloved Cretched laugh. I love it when Cretched laughs.
You have to catch me just right.
Did you have a clip for that, or what? What are you talking about?
I kind of
forgot about that one.
Yeah. Here we go. I'll pull the thing back up. Yeah, this
pull up the thing.
I of course Nick Fuentes was the first person I saw point this out, but a lot of people have picked up on it since then. This is from the UN, and I guess
why do they have floor tiles behind them?
He doesn't straight up eat a cat right in front of the UN assembly, but watch what he does with his pitcher of water here, which is, by the way, I don't know if anybody knows what a pitcher is, but it's designed to be poured into a smaller glass in case, you know, just to,
I've heard like a ramekin. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a samovar.
You ugly.
Oh.
Respect for its dignity.
Chris, I think it's fair to say that dude has a drinking problem.
Yeah. It's a classic airplane bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he spills a lot. I mean, he spilled a lot of water.
All over his jacket.
Yeah.
And then he just tried to play it off, like, oh, I'll just put this back.
Now,
Did he get any water in his mouth?
I don't think so.
All over his all over his Dolce & Gabbana fucking suit.
Yeah, that's a lot of water that comes down right there. But I remember hearing Trump talk about this. You remember the Trump drinks water weird thing where he would hold the glass up with two hands? And he explains, like, listen, the reason I do that is because you ever get a tie wet? I get my tie wet. It's never the same. The tie is ruined. So I don't want to spill even a drop on the tie. And so this guy had the exact opposite.
So I remember Mark Zuckerberg.
This is like chugging out of like the salad dressing bottle.
I mean, it's got to be a culture. He doesn't know what that is.
He thought it was a pet. I've seen the Mark Zuckerberg one where he's like trying to drink water and he looks like a legit alien trying to drink water. If nobody's seen the clip of Mark Zuck doing that, it's strange. He's even got little like pointy ears and shit. He's weird looking. I don't like him.
Yeah. What do you think about his announcement to start taking a page out of Elon's book and make Instagram and Facebook more libertarian? And
I don't believe him for a fucking second.
Well, I mean, or he's that Trump saying that he's going to prosecute anybody that's doing social media election interference. He's taking that seriously and doesn't want to get prosecuted by Trump when he gets back in there.
Oh, right. Because he did that already. Is that what he means?
Yeah. Maybe.
He's
I don't know.
Shit. I don't know. He's got a team of lawyers telling him what to say, like every other, you know, politician, any other billionaire. They don't know what they're doing themselves. They just kind of like play this part and they're like, oh, tell me what to say next. I don't know. Is this how you drink water? Tell me how. Is it straight from a pitcher? Is that how you do that?
It's not familiar with the concept of running water.
I got three clips left, but everybody's already seen Waltz saying there's no guarantee to free speech when it comes to misinformation. And
hey, I'm going to hand it over to you.
He ran a snitch line during COVID.
A snitch line?
Yeah. Minnesota had a snitch line.
If you see somebody not wearing a mask or something?
You see somebody out when they're not supposed to be, all that stuff. He was encouraging people to snitch on their neighbors. Hey, let me find it.
I see signs like that around here, and Ohio has them too, where if you see something, but it's a drug enforcement. It's like if you see something that looks like a drug deal, like report it.
Well, you guys,
which I think is even worse.
Play clips and stuff. I got to piss real quick. You keep doing your thing.
So Chris, just on that, it's here's a story from whatever some website here. Thousands reported on neighbor. No, it's not on
factcheckgov.com.
Factcheckgov.com for all your fact check needs. Let's see here. Thousands reported on neighbors using Tattletale Hotline during the pandemic. Hotline launched in March 2020, and law enforcement continued to monitor it until November 2020, well after the stay-at-home order ended. Hotline set up by Governor Tim Walz to monitor compliance with his 2020 stay-at-home order generated thousands of reports from Minnesotans who snitched on their neighbors for things like playing baseball in a park, walking their dogs, and throwing parties. Hotline launched in March 2020. Let's see. In October 2020, was used to alert authorities to a church service that didn't fit with the governor's legal requirements. This type of complaint was not uncommon. The comment here was, I'm aware the Lutheran Church at 2300 Cox Trail, blah, 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 is planning to hold church services on October 2nd. Hundreds are expected, and they will be serving meals in the church. I don't believe this fits with the legal requirements, and I'm aware that multiple families that attend this church currently have coronavirus.
So they ran this line for months in 2020 to, you know, narc on your neighbors. So this is Mr. Free Speech. Yeah.
That kind of deserves the jingle again.
Do you have
this making fabulous faggotry?
I can't imagine. I was actually gonna do the snitch one.
We don't want to arrest you unless you deny global warming.
Yes. So last two clips I got Trump on who's trying to assassinate him and maybe we should bomb that country that's behind it. And I got a clip from a podcast called Two Nice Jewish Boys.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to hear,
I remember
that.
I posted that one on Instagram. It's pretty pretty telling.
Oh, the two nice Jewish boys?
Yeah, I didn't put it on the show, just on the Instagram. Yeah, do it.
All right, we'll do the jingle for that, too.
It's time for podcast recapitation.
This is a podcast called Two Nice Jewish Boys, and are they that nice? You know, I don't know. We'll find out here. Sorry, I'm still trying to. There we go.
If you gave me a button to just erase Gaza, every single living being in Gaza would no longer be living tomorrow. I would press it in a second. That's just. I think. Most Israelis,
if that's
agree.
The choice, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, even if it's not like right now,
yeah, no,
I would press it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same with the territories.
Give me that button and press it right now.
There you go.
Very
and I
nice.
Think most Israelis would.
Yeah, most Jewish
they wouldn't,
Israelis.
They wouldn't post.
Hey, okay, are there how many non-Jewish Israelis are there?
Hmm.
I think there's a good portion of Arab and Palestinian Israelis.
What is that, like 10%?
I don't know. Let's get up. Let's find out.
Bob in the chat said, what's with his baby smooth head? I don't know if they're talking about you, Cratchit, or the nice Jewish dude.
I think it's a nice Jewish guy who uses baby oil. Keeps that.
Oh, yes. The Diddy oil. Yeah.
So Israel is 73% Jew, 21% Arab, 6% other.
Is that they, thems?
I think it's Jurs and Latinx.
Is it true that it's illegal to do like DNA testing and genealogy stuff in Israel?
I don't know.
Or is that some kind of anti-Semitic talking point I see on Twitter?
Yeah, you're going to be arrested now.
I'll ask
now.
At the White Men for Harris meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, check for me.
Most Jewish
Israelis. They wouldn't post. They wouldn't talk about it like I am.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't post. They wouldn't say I pressed it, but they would press it. Right?
See, so he's nice because he's upfront and open about his true intentions and feelings. I guess maybe that's
what right? Like if they were in a closet alone, they wouldn't even.
To any like Christians out there who back Israel, you know, no matter what, just because, maybe but watch Moses. This. Like I don't know how you can.
Well,
I
could show you way worse stuff than this. This is child's play about the kind of rhetoric they use over there. But what's crazy to me is the Trump sycophants completely turning a blind eye to his pro-Israel stance. Same with the RFK Jr. sycophants.
No, that's one of
I mean,
the
there's nothing wrong
have,
with yeah. agreeing that Israel has a right to exist, but we're sending them more money than we do Ukraine, and we have been for a long time, and we will continue to do so after if Trump gets us out of Ukraine. Trump's not stopping the $8 billion that, you know, goes to Israel.
Hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
Someone came to them and Hadar said, no one will know. You press this, all the Palestinians are gone. You'd be like,
he's doing the Joe Biden whisper.
Is there another one?
Can you imagine if it was, you know, the nice white straight dudes doing this podcast right now? And we're like, if there was a button that could just delete, you know, Mexico, I would press it in a second. Somebody's going to ISO that. Fuck you. But like, what? How do they get away with that? What if I say I'm a white Jew and I want to delete Israel?
Well, I agree with the right to say that.
Hello, Freud. Yeah. No, Mexico. Like, Mexico's our closest, you know, neighbor besides Canada. Nobody cares about them, so.
Oh, I'd press a button to nuke Canada right now, and I'll go on the record. And so, actually, I have been on the record for years, as long as the podcast has been around, saying that I would advocate for a complete genocide of all Canadians. And that's, you can quote me on that.
But where would we get our syrup from and our moose if we did that?
Vermont?
I'll live. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'll probably live, too.
The better question is where we'll get our Trailer Park Boys from. That's something you have to worry about.
That would be a national loss.
If I were...
So this is Trump. What concerns me about Trump is not only this name right below him and why he picked him as Vance's VP instead of somebody like Michael Flynn is just to me a white flag
a red flag really, maybe?
Yeah, well, Trump waving a white flag, but but also, yeah, red flag is to... He's not flags. Really going up against the deep state if he's picking somebody like Vance. He should have picked Flynn. But also... Is he that stupid that he really thinks Iran is the one trying to kill him? Because that's kind of what he says here. Like, what's the deal? I'll play quick.
If I were president and a former president and a leading candidate, I'm the leading candidate by far to be the next president. And that leading candidate was under threat. I was president and the candidate was under threat, any candidate, Republican or Democrat. And by the way, I want to thank the Democrats because they just increased funding for the Secret Service, who work very hard. They increased funding for the Secret Service.
Well, some of them do.
And nobody will believe this. It was a unanimous vote.
Maybe the assassination attempts are intentionally fake attempts, like the six-week cycle FBI type thing.
We need more money.
Done by the Secret Service. So this, because the Secret Service is just trying to get funding. So they're like, let's just do some fake attacks on Trump so that we can ramp up our funding.
Yeah, but would you want to do that to say, like, of the ever popular, you had one job. And they're like, you know what? Let's screw up that job and then we'll ask for more money.
Yeah. Well, it works for the FBI sometimes.
Yeah, Secret Service is better when they run to the Treasury Department before they came up with this Department of Homeland Security bullshit.
Yeah, you thank Bush for that.
Republicans, every single Republican, every single Democrat present voted in favor. That was the first unanimous vote we've seen in a long time. And that's to increase the funding of the Secret Service. So I thank everybody in Congress. But if I were the president, I would inform the threatening country, in this case Iran, that if you do anything to harm this person, we are going to blow your largest cities and the country itself to smithereens. We're going to blow it to smithereens. You can't do that.
So if Trump buys that it's Iran behind this, that says to me that while Trump's president, if his intelligence apparatus informs him that Iran was behind something, then he would just blow the fuck out of Iran, even if it was the CIA pretending it was Iran.
That's a good point. I mean, it sounds like he'll just believe that. But I mean, in the words of Jimmy Dore, if you believe that, I got a vaccine to sell you.
Yeah. So I don't know. Trump ain't no savior. That's for sure. And he's lying about this shit or he's fucking retarded.
You're anti-God now. We had somebody call us that the other day because we were talking shit on Trump. And you're anti-God and anti-America. And okay, whatever, random internet user. I don't really care what you have to say, but all right.
Vote harder. Dudes from Harris.
vote harder. Well, let's get over. I don't have a segue music. I'm not professional like Mike. All I have is...
I am the god of fuck.
So, Cretched, what did you bring us? Did you bring us some crazy, stupid Arby's news?
What? I was going to try to get a stinger, but I wasn't ready. Sorry. Hang on. Here we go. There we go.
Hey, that's better than nothing. It's better than I have. The only one I have is for when my co-host Ben goes on diatribes for like 5 minutes. I just start playing this. Every time he starts talking too long, I'm like, all right, we're going to play this now.
You should get the
soothing,
the Incredible Hulk sad piano music.
Yeah, you
take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Maybe sit the next couple plays out.
You know what I mean? Cretched needs that for the phone callers, for sure.
Well, we have play them off music, but it doesn't come up very often.
I miss Christian. I miss when that like 1 or 2 month period of OBDM when you would play your soundboard again and just confuse the fuck out of Mike. You'd be playing his ISOs at the same time he was.
What the fuck?
I've never seen him more upset.
He did not make him happy. Also, I would play sounds of people coughing, and he'd be looking around to see who was coughing.
Dude,
so just in the background, just noises.
the clearing the throat noises get me every time.
Oh, what is that, Seagal?
That's Steven Seagal. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't bring anything specific. I just have bit of insider baseball stuff for OBDM. I'm going to do the new segment. We generally get to 3 or 4 stories. I probably have 15 to 20 for every show. So I have a huge backlog of this stuff.
Thanks, Herman from Holland, the Dutch news agency, for always providing us with more stuff than we can cover. I actually intentionally listen to your show and then find the stuff you didn't cover and then cover it on our segment for stupid news, too. Yeah. We're both benefiting. But I know there's ones you want to get to that Mike never gets to. What?
Let's see. I'm back in August here. I'm scrolling through. Let's see what we find here.
Da 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 da.
Oh, we covered that one. The dude just got left on a mountain by his coworkers.
Never.
All right. We had a hot dog story earlier.
All right. Let's do that.
So let's have a sausage story.
He really knows how to suck a wiener.
Does. All right. How do I guess.
You just go share it. You're used to dropping it into Carrot Shop, which is a mystery. There's no Carrot Shop here. It's called
What is happening?
Well, there's also a chat room in the Zoom. You can just drop in on the right side.
Or you can just straight up share it from your screen, too.
That's what I'm trying to do here. Is it this one?
It's the green one that says share.
Yeah, but it's showing me every window I have open right now on my 5 monitors.
So you just. Oh. I think you just share. You share the one that you want to share. Generally,
was it that one? Nope, wasn't that one?
No!
Okay, I think I've got this figured out. Where'd the share button go?
We'll get there together.
I see what's happening.
We're all
opened a window in front of my window.
Turn the page. We aren't going back.
All right, did it work?
Yep, it is there.
So this article comes from CNBC. Increased sausage demand could be a worrying signal on the economy.
Oh.
This is from back in late August. So this is one of the little indicators they're using for determining how awesome the...
Now, are we talking links or patties here? Because that is an important qualifier.
Well, let's get into it and find out. But this is how you know that, what was it called, Jonomics or Bidenomics is working, how much people are sucking on wieners. So it says, an uptick in sausage demand can offer the latest sign of consumers tightening their belts as they continue grappling with high prices. Now, that sounds like fake news all the way through there.
Or an AI
understanding
article.
Is there are no problems with the economy.
So normally, as far as the economy is going, I go by Joe BDM's metric of jalapenos. And 4 years
his jalapenos
ago, were,
and what's the other one he uses? There's something he's always bringing it up.
Oh, what was the other one? The jalapeno one really sticks out because four years ago they were
jalapeno plants right behind my pool at my house.
They were 49 cents a pound.
I ate them raw. I ate them grilled. I love jalapenos.
It's now avocados is the other one. It's his jalapenos and avocados is the indicators for Joe. Yeah,
avocados are a good one actually because most of our avocados in California come from Mexico. So as those go up, you know, gas is up and everything else is up because now it's like $3 for an avocado, which is retarded.
Good Lord!
Last I checked.
Let's see. It says here, there's been modest growth in the dinner sausage category.
Didn't realize dinner that sausage? That's a thing?
That's a fancy. This is not your breakfast sausage.
Yo, I'm going to score me a bag of Doritos.
This isn't 600 pounds dinner of sausage.
Men. This underscores the trends of shoppers opting for cheaper products and pulling back spending altogether as cumulative inflation bites into purchasing power. Bit of pun work there. This category tends to grow when the economy weakens because sausage is a good protein substitute for higher priced proteins and can stretch consumers' food budgets. Well, yeah, it's literally the leavings behind of all the leftover pork and beef and crap they just cram into pig intestines, and that's what sausage comes from.
It's lips, ears, and assholes from what it's
lips and assholes, that's right.
I thought that was with the hot dogs.
They're both the same thing. They just put different seasonings in them.
Well, I like sausage better.
You put enough fennel into it, and it's a dinner sausage.
Throw some sawdust in there for your breakfast sausage.
Fennel cake.
Extra filler.
Let's see. I'm looking for more on this. Let's see. The shift to sausage also highlights an action experts call the trade down. Carefree customers may select protein that's typically more expensive, such as steak or chicken. I'd like to know, in what weird market has anyone ever had chicken to be more expensive than, more expensive than sausage?
Chicken's like sausage.
Well, you can get some cheap ass sausage, but typically sausage is going to cost you more than a pound of sausage.
Chicken is usually by far your cheapest source of protein,
especially chicken legs, feet, and or thighs. They're very cheap.
Chickens don't need those.
As Trump told us, the head is not the best part of the chicken. The wing is the best part of the chicken.
You don't like chicken head?
Have you ever had chicken feet?
Their mouths are too small to fit it in there.
I had a lot of Mexicans I worked with that said chicken feet were great, and I'm not even about to go there. They've got claws in them.
Get some pickled chicken feet.
King James in the chat said, men who yearn for sausage and shop for feminine hygiene products for Harris. That would have been a better title.
That rolls off the tongue better. I like that.
Yes.
Why isn't Jimmy Dean out there making a campaign that says trolling for sausage?
He should open up a competitive news program to combat Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dean show.
The Jimmy Dean show. Yeah. It's the exact same thing, just flipped. You got a red background instead of a blue one. On the other hand, price conscious shoppers will hunt for sausage. So just hunting for sausage, huh?
Hunting for sausage.
Yeah. Other food manufacturers responded to the survey, also raised concern about their economic health. One said agriculture as a whole was hurting, citing challenges such as weather and high costs. Another put it more plainly, saying it was preparing for the recession. So there you go. People are putting sausages in their mouth because the economy is awesome. It has never been better, and everybody has enough food.
And all I can tell you is that this is bad.
It is bad.
It is bad. Bob in the chat also says Etsy men for Harris. Equally rolling off the tongue. I like it. I'll knit you a wiener sock and vote for Harris or whatever they do on Etsy. I don't know.
I'm curious about this wiener sock.
I like the idea of a sausage sock that you put your, I guess that'd just be a stocking for Christmas. Yeah.
That's where putting your sausage in to keep it warm.
That's something you could sell on Etsy, is sausage socks and wiener warmers. Yeah.
While you're standing in line to vote for Harris. See, it all works out. We got $1 million idea.
Be cold. That's right. Put that on.
Oh, and he says, oh, wait, Pinterest men for Harris. Ooh, just as good. Yes.
That's good stuff.
Pinterest. All right, so here's a story about a school in London who's not even going to have teachers. They're just going to use AI because, you know, it's the same thing.
Bring that up. It is not. So as you pull that up, recently at my work, they were using AI to recruit new hires. And after a couple months of that, they realized it fucking sucked. And that they were getting shit employees that were quitting. The turnover rate has been insane. And so they went back to, we're just going to do this manually. You know the way that it worked since the company's inception, how we just hire people by doing interviews and, you know, the general application process? We're going to go back to that now because this AI thing fucking sucked. Can you imagine chat GPT fucking hiring people? That's not going to work. Anyway, let's hear about this AI classroom.
So, this comes from Sky News. UK's first teacherless AI classroom set to open in London. private school in London is opening the UK's first classroom taught by artificial intelligence instead of human teachers. They say the technology allows for precise, bespoke learning, while critics argue that AI teaching will lead to a soulless, bleak future.
Yeah, as opposed will to the teachers our, even, what will the teachers even sound like?
Oh, the little polywall shaky got a little bit of a problem, well.
That's exactly what the AI sounds like. So yeah, this will, as they say, AI is going to lead to a soulless, bleak future as opposed to their happy-go-lucky hills are alive with the sound of music future that we apparently have. So let's see. The UK's first teacherless class using artificial intelligence instead of human teachers is about to start lessons at the David Game College.
David Game?
Don't go to that school. Hmm. That name confused me. Was it founded by a dude named David Game, or is it David Game College?
David Game College. That sounds right. But for the audio listeners, they have VR headsets on, and this dude has the classic Gen Z haircut with the weird perm on top. You know,
yeah, that makes me think it's a game. It's like a guy named David made a game college because he has a VR headset on.
So yeah, the students will learn using a mixture of artificial intelligence on their computers and virtual reality headsets. They're just going to be ready for nothing. The platforms learn what the student excels in and what they need more help with and adapts the lesson plan for them. Yeah, that's what teachers do, but that's cool. Strong topics are moved to the end of the term so they can be revised, while weak topics will be tackled more immediately. And each student's lesson plan is bespoke to them. You suck at math, you do math all day long.
I found what the teacher is going to sound like. It's not going to sound British.
I'm DCEPL3ETEESA45WO59GZ.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yep.
I like how we got a four.
Sounds right. Tom Pappard. That's my name.
It says the students are not just left to fend for themselves in the classroom. There are three learning coaches present to monitor their behavior. Yeah, those are called teachers. So I wonder if they just stop paying people as much.
Or maybe they'd be teachers' aides.
Well, the teachers will give them
aids.
They
demoted all the teachers to teachers' aides.
Yeah, pretty much. It says these learning coaches, quote unquote, will also teach the subjects that AI struggles with, like art and sex education. Now, my understanding is AI is very popular for art and porn. So,
Boner.
Isn't that the two things that AI would be really good at?
You would think.
I wonder if this dude was sold a bill of goods. He has no idea. He's like, oh, the kids are talking about AI. Let's do AI.
Yeah, it's not gonna last very long. I mean, like, trying to substitute a teacher for AI at this point, at least, seems counterproductive. Like I said, with my work, like, they tried to use it for hiring, and it was like, no, it's not working. It's not going to work for kids. Maybe it'll work for this generation of kids. I don't know. I always sound old every time I talk like that, but this generation of kids would probably rather have an AI teacher that they can put on their Oculus headset and just, they're like, here's math or something. 2 + 2 = 5. Doesn't matter.
Why do you need a VR headset to do math?
I don't know.
Why do you keep trying to read that word? You a fag?
I assume that the VR headsets are purely for the AI-generated sex education courses.
So they can feel like they're really there, really get a feel for what's going on.
Let's see. I don't know who's quoting here. Some dude says, I understand why schools may push for AI. For one thing, it's cheaper, he said, although David's Game College denies this is a cheaper approach than its traditional teaching, saying it actually hired more personnel. But I think, Chris, you hit it the nail on the head there. They still have all the teachers there, but they've demoted them to teachers' aides, and now they pay them less, and so they're saving money.
It's did the so-called journalist writing this article happen to see if anybody took a pay cut and find that out, or...?
Why would you ask these questions?
Okay.
Let's see. Artificial intelligence, comma, when made safe and reliable, comma, represents an exciting opportunity to give our school's leaders and teachers a helping hand with classroom life. Yeah, they're going to get Skynet faster than you'd think.
And it's not just going to be
this, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying it's not going to just be the schools either at that point, but anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, if this current iteration of AI, quote unquote, that we have is Skynet, it's going to be the most stupid Skynet ever. There's no way we can't beat the Skynet robots that are coming out of what they're calling AI right now. Like you said, it's only good for porn and making shitty music. There's no intelligence.
So if what if these robots show up showing you porn and playing shitty music to distract you?
Well, the kids will be all about that.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do while they distract me? Get quote Wikipedia articles at me, or like what? What's the threat? I get the surveillance and facial recognition stuff is a real scary threat with AI. But even then, I've talked to enough, as the No Agenda Crowd would call them, dudes named Ben, and there's a lot of poison in the well in there where people that don't like the system being implemented are intentionally fucking up the code and the writing process of all this. I think that's partly why AI is always getting shit wrong. ChatGPT is, but
it could be. I mean, a lot of it's based on the way it looks at information and guesses what the next thing's going to be. And if it's got bad information coming in, it'll have a bad data stream. So
I actually heard that the other day. I don't know if it was on OBDM or what, but they were talking about how artificial intelligence really isn't intelligent. It's just a really informed guesser.
It looks at pattern. Yeah, it's pattern recognition.
Yeah, and that's why you get bunk information even now from ChatGPT, where they're like, oh, this is an album this band put out in 1992, and it went on to get platinum status. And you look it up, and that was never an album. That's come across a lot. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so it's just making shit up now. Okay, great. And college kids are using this as a tool to, write essays or book reports or whatever. They're using it as a tool. You're going to have to look at it a couple times to make sure it actually got things right, because they're going to have an AI to check for that, to see if it's AI written. It's like, this essay sounds way too smart for you, Joey. We know that you didn't write this.
Yeah, we know that you're too stupid. You went to David's Game College.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the ChatGPT South Park episode that was partially written by ChatGPT alongside.
Was it really?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
The last episode I recall from South Park was the one where they had everyone had a Prius and they were all smug.
Oh God, it was 10 years ago, at least 15.
Cratchit's old. Leave him alone.
I don't have the Netflix or the TV.
To be fair, South Park has fallen off, but they still have some real winners once in a while. But the in that episode, they correctly point out that ChatGPT is mainly just good for talking to women, because you're right, it's making shit up. So Stan and all them, they'll just put the whatever bullshit their girlfriend texted them into ChatGPT, have ChatGPT automate a response that the woman would want to hear. And it's good for that, but because it's making up bullshit. But it's not good for doing a school paper, because it's making up bullshit.
I was thinking about that. We use Microsoft Teams at work, so I'm wondering, can I integrate it in that, so when people send me stuff, it'll just respond back what they want to hear?
Yeah.
I think it is good for that. It's good for communicating with NPCs, because it just says what they want to hear and it throws out a couple little factoids and they're happy with that, and then they go about their day. It's how people read the news. I mean,
it's kind of,
you see the headlines.
I wouldn't have just said what you said, just broadly referring to women as NPCs, but you know.
Oh, that's not what I said. I'm married. Okay, I didn't say that. What else you got, Cratchit?
All right. I'm asking ChatGPT what we should talk about next.
A tremendous piece of shit.
Well, we could talk about that. So I do want to point out, I left this guy up on screen because we talked about his awesome bussin' haircut or whatever.
For real, no cap.
No cap.
Because of the hat? Because there's no hat?
I'm not sure the genesis of that stuff. I'm not 13 years old, but apparently you have to have that sort of haircut. So, and I had this one for OBDM a couple of days ago, but we opted to not talk about it. So let's have NPR tell us about this haircut.
Oh, wow. I'm intrigued. Let's hear.
Oh, wait. Can we?
The Outback.
Can I play audio? Will it come through?
It should. I'll give you a thumbs up if it comes through. Just hit play. Let's see what happens.
I'm not sure anything's happening. You getting that?
No.
Okay.
Damn it. You have to have your mix minus set up.
No, it's a Zoom thing, because we're using the magic of Zoom here.
Oh, maybe turn original sound for musicians on at the top.
That, and you got to make sure your input is the same as your computer input. I learned that. Which, you
these
know,
computers,
it actually sucks.
I tell you what, they just get crazier and crazier.
Robot computers. Yeah, it sucks, because I got to actually switch my input when I do that, and you can hear like system noises. You know, if you click the wrong button and it goes boing. Yeah, that comes through too. So I got
to
be careful.
No, but there's a way to share. There's a way to share audio while you're sharing a clip or something, experimenting here.
Some technological differences.
Hold on, let me try this. We're gonna. Whoop! Nope, not that one.
Uh-oh, it went back to Kretsch's face. Not that one.
Now I gotta find that screen again.
It's okay.
This is ridiculous.
Everybody stand by while we polish this turd. Polishing the turd.
Fuck the internet.
Uh-oh. Yes, science!
Okay, so we're not gonna get audio in this.
Sorry. Okay. That's fine. I've done it.
I'm trying to... Right. It wants permission to install an updated driver and all that crap, so.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, screw it. All right, anyway, it was just going to be a one-minute version of the NPR goons reading in their mellifluous voice. But instead, this is from NPR. The alpaca haircut teenage boys and young men are obsessed with explained. So for those just listening. Player. What's that?
I said, I think it's from that football player from the 49ers. What's his name? Oh, no.
It's not from a llama?
No, it's from the Chiefs guy. What's his name? The quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
Yes, it's that haircut, so people know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so it's really short on the sides and back, and it's curly and just kind of mop top like you have a wig sitting on your head. So imagine
called an alpaca haircut. Is it like a... That's what alpaca it looks like. Okay.
Hey, you give your llamas fluoride? Hell no, we don't give them fluoride.
If you imagine that scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where the dude's toupee comes off, and they put it back on sideways, that's pretty much what this haircut looks like.
Yeah. It crosses racial boundaries. Whites, Mexicans, blacks, I see them all around here with that haircut. If they're under the age of 25, they got that haircut.
Yep.
Spencer of Bull After Bull was saying the same thing out in Kansas City. They got everybody around that age and younger.
My delivery route, I have like four different schools and they're about like middle school to high school. And I see them walking down the sidewalk and every dude has that exact haircut. And they walk with this pompous weirdness that they're like, I'm the only one that looks like this. I'm like, dude, you look like the NPC meme where they all look the same. That's what you look like. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I don't think. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I don't think they like being called fags anymore. I think nowadays
you guys are going harden the paint on that
faggots.
Well, as Christopher Walken say, nowadays they prefer to be called homos.
Yeah. All right, so back to the story here of this awesome haircut. You've probably seen a variation of the alpaca cut on the likes of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, internet personality Jake Paul, and pop megastar Bad Bunny.
I know none of those besides Mahomes.
Bad Bunny,
not sure who that is. The look can vary, of course, but it has three signature traits: a close shave on the sides and back, a lot of curly fluff on top, and it looks like the tuft of hair between an alpaca's ears. I do want to point out that sentence says it has three signature traits. So let's count along. A close shave on sides and back.
Yeah.
A lot of curly fluff on top. There's no third thing. They didn't list a third thing.
Well, it says says it looks like the tuft of hair.
But that's describing what it looks like.
Here, I'm going to argue right now that it was actually four things: a close shave on the sides, and a close shave on the back. That's two.
I would agree with you if they said it that way, but they didn't because they're terrible writers.
No comma.
And curls on the top, and it looks like the tuft of hair between alpacas here. So that's four things. That was maybe two, maybe four.
But the way the text is written, they have an M dash in there saying it's a separate thought, not part of a list. So yes, they need an Oxford comma in there. These people need to learn how to write better. NPR, you have shitty writers. Who wrote this? Three AI. People wrote this.
Whoa. How many editors do they have?
Three people. Good Lord. All right, so what else here? The owner of a barbershop in some place says he gives his haircut six or seven times a week, and it's usually young men requesting it. Bautista says the haircut is technically called a textured fringe. It's a lot of volume on top. That means like the texture of the hair rises. You would describe it like an old mop that sits on top of the client's head. Yeah, I think Bad Toupee would be a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
White people are awesome.
It's like a, because, it's like a gag haircut. It's like a joke, like a prank.
I think that's the way it started. Yeah, it says even kids with straight hair come to the shop to get the haircut, but since they can't naturally achieve the curls, customers make their way to a different salon to get a perm first to achieve the signatures, the haircut signature poof type of look.
You ugly.
Yeah. Oh, we got a video.
So here's a
tutorial on how to cut this haircut.
It's basically a bowl cut from the 90s, but with a floppy retardation on top.
Yeah, you have to grow your hair really long and coily, and then you get a bowl cut. You get bowl cut and shave the sides. So.
Hmm. And this is where we're going to sound like old men, but I just don't get it. And I remember being a teenager and having the it haircut thing, but like this one, I just don't understand really.
It's still better than a man bun.
No. Hey, shut up. I don't do the bun on purpose. I do it to keep it because it's hot, okay?
Yeah, but you don't do the bun on top. Isn't that the man bun? It has to be on top?
No, the man bun, it has to be like a Matt Walsh man bun on top. Maybe put a chopstick or two in there and wear a muumuu.
Oh, my God. I'm not going that far. I just stopped getting haircuts. That's it.
That's what I'm doing right now, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go for anything. I just stopped getting haircuts.
I'm about to, you don't need to hear about my haircut plans.
Gretchen stopped getting haircuts, too.
I was going to say, I think all three of us have stopped getting haircuts.
Yeah. I mean, you technically just use the old trusty Bic, right?
Yeah, I just use a three-blade razor.
There you go. See, I'm about to do that.
Nice. Is that the haircut working? You getting some trim?
Yeah, I'm going knee deep in that bitch.
That's not what I was looking for.
I'm about to just give up on life and bick my head too, like Cretchit. Like I envy his giving up on life. He's like, fuck this, fuck everything. I'm just gonna bick it.
To be fair, it happens at age 23. So,
oh, well, hey, you have a long, practice range you got going on there.
I'm fascinated by the fact that they're still cutting this kid's hair.
It's very like if you're a dude getting this haircut and it's still going, like you're at literally a salon. Like you might as well have a shampoo and a mani-pedi. Just go all out.
Well, and the end result is to look like somebody's got a toupee on sideways.
It really does look sideways too when they're done. Look, they're still really lining that shit up on the back.
They really want to edge the back, but they haven't fixed anything around his ears. It just looks terrible.
They're still doing it on the back.
Now, the question is, has this haircut ever successfully gotten anybody late?
These are all small children, so I'm guessing no.
But I guess if you're 18 and above,
it's college-age kids.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some, 25-year-olds with the same thing going on, and I'm like, what are you doing?
We're
going
to be getting you knee-deep in some gash.
Boner.
Jesus. Luckily, I know literally everything there is to know about getting pussy.
All right, take this shit off the screen, Cretchit. I'm done watching this fucking kid.
You're not just fascinated by this kid getting his haircut? We haven't even gotten to the alpaca crap at the end. Let me skip to the end here.
Yeah, Fast forward. I'm not into these weird, it's so satisfying.
Alpaca
videos.
Morons, more like.
Where's the? Oh wait, there it is. Look at this fucking hair. Holy shit!
You got to have it over your whole whole forehead too, just so people know.
Good Lord!
There you go.
That is like just a ridiculous haircut.
And they gotta spritz it and then fluff it.
Look, did you see him shaping it on front of his forehead? Where'd it go? That little shot there.
He's got to do a little spritz of the whatever they're putting on top of there.
It's sort of just Max body spray at this point.
Chris in the chat says they don't like getting laid. That fair enough. Like if I was a gay, I'd be like no. Also because of your haircut.
I was a gay.
Sorry, you think Joe.
I think nowadays they prefer homos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or
could we convince Trump to get this haircut?
Faggots.
he kind of already does. He just needs to shave the sides a little bit and he'll be good to go.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's use Mike's thing to the last sentence here. Some kids don't like the size of their forehead or don't like the way their hair would fall. Naturally, I feel has a lot to do with that too. Because it'll make their head shape look better. Well, I do want to tell you, you look like a goon, so please don't get that haircut.
Yeah, you...
Look how happy that baby is.
He's got that haircut.
Well, dude, before we get out of here, pull this shit off the screen so we can see your lovely shaved head, Cretched.
Well, you can't, when I'm sharing, you can't see my screen, really?
Oh, no. Now I can, see
I just stopped sharing, but I didn't realize you can't see.
What's, you were just very small before. You're very small. So you can find OBDM at obdmpod.com in any podcast player. Also, live streaming Twitch, Rumble, and X, I believe, every Wednesday and Saturday until
or
Mike
Twitter
fucks
if you're not a
up.
Goon, but yes.
Yeah. Anything else you want to plug, Cretched, before we get out of here?
Factcheckgov.com for all your fact check needs. And yeah, we do live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Saturdays at noon Eastern. Do the math in your time zone and take live calls and lots of chitty chats and all sorts of fun stuff there.
And as I always say on our show, one of my favorite shows, I still don't think this is plagiarism.
Yes.
Because I've been doing that since way before the show started. So I took
on that's
as
Tourette's guy from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I took it on as an homage to OBDM. So it's paying homage. Sir Seatseater, a.k.a. Chris23, a.k.a. Skidmark from Abs in a Six Pack, what do you got?
Well, let me just, I mean, I say this all the time, but OBDM is, it's my favorite podcast. It's consistently my favorite podcast. Don't miss an episode. So love that show. And, but yeah, shitmyass.com is mine. We do, it's not consistent like OBDM every episode, to my own detriment sometimes, but, you know, we'll do an episode on Diddy and then an episode, you know, 4 hours on cigarettes. I'll do douche battles. I'll have interviews. I had David Icke on, and then I had, a homeless guy that lives in the woods on, I think the week after that. So it's,
David Icke on twice. Johnny, is that what you just said?
Yeah. But you know, it's very much, you don't know what to expect with my show episode to episode. It's very much not consistent as far as styles and moods and everything like that, but pretty goofy. Damn. And then also John Breaks Bad News and I just started a new monthly podcast, The Most Embarrassing Show, and it's streamed live on his John Breaks Bad News YouTube and Twitch and Facebook and all that, but then it gets posted up on the Most Embarrassing Show YouTube page afterwards. So please go subscribe to us on that YouTube, because we have, I think, 12 subscribers and we need more people.
Nice. Wait, what's it called? I'm going to look it up.
The Most Embarrassing Show. We go through, we're having Ping Trip on next. We're going to have Vance from Fish Tank on, but we go through our old content and guests' old content, poetry, comedy videos, you know, anything, music, stand up, anything they've made in the past that they're that's cringe, and we can go through, dissect it.
So you play back, or you're featuring content that you guys created years ago?
Yes, as well, and guests as well. So like Ping Trip, if anybody knows him, will be our next one. We're gonna go through some of his old videos before he was doing the groundbreaking stuff he's doing today. So
nice,
that's good to know, because as you were describing, I assumed what you were doing was the. What's the one that Mike was talking about on OBDM with Sam Tripoli? And I can't remember what he's talking about.
Oh, Doom Scrolling, I think.
Doom Scrolling. They're just going to go look at stuff on the internet and talk about it. Like, everyone does that. But you guys are talking about
is stuff that, yes, old content from us or the guests. Or in this case, I'm bringing something for the next show, a pilot episode of another podcast we were doing, Misinformed Nation, where I was blackout drunk, ended the show early, and then woke up on the floor the next morning and said, I was supposed to do a show last night, and then realized, I did do a show last night. So I'll be bringing clips of that to the next one as well. So
nice. Sounds good. Very,
we go through the cringe and wade through it. It's pretty fun.
I love how you said that, though, too. You basically described our show where it's not consistent. We'll talk to somebody who like puts crystals in their butt, and then the next one is Brad Binkley doing a geopolitical survey of everything that's going on. Then there's ones like this where we just talk shit for a bit, and that's it, folks. Yeah.
Could you combine the geopolitical discussion with the crystal butt thing? I'm just wondering.
We have. Yeah. We combine a lot of shit that probably shouldn't be combined. But
because that's shades of like 90s Stern, with he's like having a conversation with someone in the background. There's just strippers. So
yeah, Artie Lang's doing heroin while he's talking to the president. Yeah.
That's next on the list, actually, is me just doing like mad amounts of DMT live on the show and see what happens. But
I thought you were going to say heroin, but why not both? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's later. That's for when I'm 80. No, that's when I'm 80. If I make it to 80 and I'm still doing the show, I'm doing heroin live on the show. By then, it'll be legal and streaming will be like cassette tapes, so nobody will even be watching. So I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to point out for our listening audience, not the live viewers, but for the listening audience, that Joe has spent the entire show on his side of the camera frame, even though Jen is not here.
Oh, yeah. Because of how we keep our setup in here, it would be really weird for me to move to the middle. I'd have to move some shit. So I just
stay. I mean, I'll sometimes sit way back here.
I mean, I guess I can do the same thing. I'll just go over here.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Now we're all in. Oh,
next time I see you guys on a Zoom call, I might be moved to the other room where I have my Joe Biden poster in the back, which is on the wall ready for it.
As opposed to the truck stop restroom that you're in right now?
Where's your home? Are you in Oregon?
That was good. That was quick.
Come on, man.
Well, you guys.
Truth over facts.
Fun times. Thanks, everybody, in the live chat. For Joe BDM, I'll say shigabye. And for Chris, I guess I'll just say shit my ass. And then Cretched, keep watching the skis for what this time?
I would say keep watching the skis for the next stupid hairstyle.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.